Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. And we are back with you again this Sunday to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen, praise God. And I'm being led by the Spirit today. Amen, praise God, because we know that the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh life. It brings life. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want to go off with scripture reading, praise God, out of the book of Psalms. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's Psalms 40. It literally speaks, I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Amen. The New International Bible is said, it literally states steps. Praise God. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise unto our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Praise God. You know, saints, amen, because of what we're going through in life, amen, and seem like it's always something going on in our life, we're going to have to literally trust in the Lord. I want you to hear this, and then we're going to go into prayer. Praise God.
All I can just to help my fellow man. And when my best, it's never good enough now. There have been times when I felt just like giving of everything. The more I try to do what you want me to do, sometimes I just don't understand. Thank you.
God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that you look down low, praise God, and you sit up high. You know every need, every want, and every desire, amen, in our lives. But Father God, I know that you're God, that a saving God, and that can do everything but fail. I ask you to look over the congregation today, God, and look over those that are in churches all over the world. God, prepare literally a table for them that they might feast on the word today. Anoint the pastors and teachers, the evangelists. Anoint their mouth, amen, so that you might get the glory out of the word spoken today. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to go into the hospitals, the highways, the hedges, amen, and compel men to come in to the knowledge of you, Jesus. Because, Lord God, without you, we cannot live or move or have our beings. Father God, I ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen those that are weak, Lord God. Strengthen those, amen, that have problems and don't know how to deal with them. Strengthen those, amen, that are going through financial difficulties. Lord God, marriages, amen, children, amen, praise God, every area of their lives where they're being touched by the devil. I bind and rebuke Satan this morning in the name of Jesus. And I call those things that be not as though they were. I speak life to the body. I speak wholeness to the body. I speak wellness to the body. I speak soundness to the body. I speak deliverance to the body of Christ. And Lord God, I just want to thank you right now. Hallelujah. I'll be so happy. Amen. Praise God when I can see Jesus face to face. Lord God, I thank you. Thank you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. We have a powerful word. This is a 30-minute broadcast. Amen. So, amen, I'm going to have to put the speakers down before it's all over with. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. But I just thank God. I'm like that lady that sung that song. Amen. Deborah Barnes. She was saying when she met Jesus, when she meet Jesus face to face, she'll be so happy. Seem like, amen, in our lifetime we go through so much and seem like it's always a problem. And I tell y'all guys that all the time. It seem like there's no end and seem like there's no solution. Amen. Praise God. But when you really look at the situation and you call upon God, amen, you will see a tremendous change. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down strongholds. We got strongholds in our life that want to keep us from being what we should be, going to where we should go in the next level and division in our life. So we face with situations and obstacles all of our lives, praise God. The Bible said Jesus bore his cross, amen, and we must bear ours. Amen, praise God. So in bearing our cross, we're going to see things, amen, and experience things in life, amen, that are not commonly, amen, appropriate sometimes, amen, that are not a feel-good feeling sometimes, but yet and still at the same time, she said, I'll be so happy, amen, praise God, when she's done all that she can do. I'll be so happy, amen, when I see Jesus face-to-face. How many want to see Jesus face-to-face today? Amen, praise God. And I'm going to tell you, it's not a hard thing. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When you get in the presence of him and you begin to romance, amen, you begin to make love to Jesus. It's not the love that a man and a woman have, but it's the agape love, amen, that literally surpasses all understanding because he'll give you that inner peace. That inner peace that you need. Amen. Praise God. Because we're in a war. We're in a battle. Amen. And the Bible let us know that, amen, our enemy is not who we see before us, our family and friends, our associates. But the enemy is the devil, and he's trying to keep you from going to your next dimension. He's trying to keep you from going to your next level. Amen. Praise God. And your walk with him. So God had given me a word in season. Praise God, and it's the, I'm going to call it, amen, the oil that stayed, amen. Because there is an oil, amen, that we have to have, amen, and the oil that we use all the time to anoint people is called olive oil, amen, praise God. And that olive oil, amen, represents the Spirit of God. You can read Acts chapter 1, amen, and it'll tell you about on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Praise God. And so you're going to have the Holy Ghost in your life in order to make it to the next dimension because of the obstacles that are before you. And so we know that, amen, these truths, amen, stand forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That if we have the oil, amen, if we have the Holy Ghost, amen, we will see Jesus. You can't go in without him. A lot of people think they can go in without the Holy Ghost, but you can't. Jesus said he was going away and he would not leave us comfortless, but he's going to send the Comforter, who would guide and teach us into all truth. Oh, I praise God. Amen. Praise God. That would guide and teach us into all truth. Amen. And the reason why he sent the Comforter, amen, praise God, is because his work was finished. Then he said in the Bible that his work was finished and that he was going to have to go back home. Praise God. He stayed down here 33 and a half years, praise God, doing the will of God. He did not turn, amen, to the left or to the right. He even told his mother, amen, his disciples and his mother and them. He said, who is my mother and my father? Amen. My mother and my father is them that do the will of the God that we serve, his father. Amen. Praise God. And so with us, amen, in order for us to survive, one of the components that we have to have is we're going to have to do the will of God. It might not feel good doing it. Amen. Because the devil is going to fight you on every hand. Amen. But once you get into that mode of doing God's will, then you're going to find that inner peace. And that's what we need, inner peace. Amen. We don't need to, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, be suffering all the time, because the Bible said these things are temporal. The Bible said weeping and endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So I'm going to call this, amen, topic today, amen, the all, amen, that stayed. Amen. Praise God. And I also want to call it, amen, praise God, and I give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There is an anointing that should be applicable for all of us. We should all have that anointing. Amen. Praise God. And even little bitty children get it. I see little bitty children, amen, coming out preaching and praising the Lord. Amen. Praise God, because that anointing is resting upon them. In Isaiah chapter 60, let's read that. Amen. Praise God, before we go to 2 Kings. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. You're going to have some strength. Amen. And my one of my pastors that I had at one time, you're going to have some stickability, something that can stay with you. Amen. When all hell break loose, when everything seems like it don't want to work out on your behalf, you're going to have stability. Amen. That I don't care what goes on around you, praise God. Praise God. God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He's your comforter. He will guide and teach you into all truth. Amen. But the most important thing is that, amen, he is your God. Amen. The Bible saying, 1 Peter chapter 5, amen, there is a suffering, amen, and I'm paraphrasing it, that goes on in the world today. And even our brothers, amen, that are not Christians, they go through the same thing, amen. But at the same time, because they are not Christians, amen, they don't have a God to call on. We can call on Jesus Christ when we're in trouble, when we're in turmoil, when we are going through things. But they don't have a God they can call on. So a lot of them, amen, go through situations, amen, and they never end up with any peace in their lives. But the Bible said, praise God, hallelujah, we hold on to God's unchanging hand. I don't care how bad it gets, how hopeless it might seem, amen, if you have the all, amen, the Holy Spirit, it will stay with you. He said he would stay with you, amen. He is the comforter, amen, praise God, that will stay with you and keep you and guide you into all truth, amen, praise God, amen. A lot of people say, well, amen, where is he? I don't see him. I can't find him. He is invisible, praise God, but yet he's invisible through the manifested glory of God, amen, praise God. He's visible through his work seen in the earth realm. You see, we still waking up in the morning, praise God. I woke up, praise God, the other morning. I had been sick all week before last Patty came and visited. I seen Tiffany. I told her I was sick, amen, praise God. Ended up in the emergency room, but my faith kept me, amen, through this ordeal. Ended up in the emergency room with sugar of 585, blood pressure 160 over 90, amen. So I'm a walking testimony, amen. And while I was in there, I had to keep my faith in God to believe that God can do everything but fail. I don't care how hard it gets. Amen. Praise God. Then I seen myself in a dream where this woman, she was crying. Her mother was sick. Amen. It seemed like, amen, it was so many things wrong with her. Amen. It seemed like, amen, she wasn't getting any comfort from the doctors. Don't you know the doctors can't comfort you? They can say something to you that might give you a little hope, praise God, on the medical terminology, but the greatest hope that you're going to have is the Holy Spirit, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because he's the worker. He worked with Jesus, praise God, and Jesus said, amen, the Spirit was upon him. Isaiah 61, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord had anointed me. Amen. That anointing is the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He is that all of all. He is that all. Amen. Praise God. That will take and saturate you because the Lord had anointed me to preach the gospel. Amen. The good tidings to the poor. He had sent me to heal the broken and hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them who are bound. Amen. There are so many people that are in captivity today. Amen. They have women, praise God, and men that live in high-rise apartments, and we had spoken a little about that on one of the services. They can't even come out the door. They have so many problems of fear, paranoia. They can't even leave out the front door. Somebody has to come and bring them their groceries. Somebody has to come and do things and run errands for them because they are afraid to get out, amen, in the open. There are so many people, praise God, amen, that have so many sicknesses and diseases in their bodies that they can't leave home. They can't do anything because of the condition of their body. Sometimes the skin is messed up so bad. Amen. Sometimes they're disfigured so bad until they're afraid or ashamed of what people might say. But I made up in my mind, amen, despite of what's going on with me, amen, I'm not going to be judgmental by what another person feels, but despite of what's going on with me, I'm going to stay with God. Amen. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care if I'm at the end of my rope. When I was in St. Louis, Missouri, and I lived up there, I was on my deathbed, and God came to me. I had no family around me. Praise God. I lived in an apartment by myself. Praise God. Nobody to call and bring me a glass of water. Amen. Praise God. And God said, you're going to have to trust me. I said, okay, God. He said, you're going to have to believe by faith, amen, that I'm able to heal you and you coming out of this. The pneumonia was so bad it had gotten down in my body and my chest. All of this here was just raw, amen, from trying to breathe, from trying to exist. Amen. 2 weeks passed by, I was well. Praise God. So as I seen this woman talking in this dream to the doctors and saying, you know, without hope, amen, she didn't believe that anything could happen. I said, wait a minute, lady. I said, I'm a woman that's a faith walking woman. I walk by faith. Amen. Praise God. And I reminded her, I said, despite of what the doctors say, amen, praise God, your hope is going to be with the Lord and nobody else. Amen. Praise God. So one of the things that I did, amen, as I was telling her that, I said, now God gave the doctors. It's not nothing wrong with going to a doctor. Amen. Because they can diagnose, amen, and tell you the terminology of what's going on with that physical body. Amen. And so I told her, I said, now listen to what they're saying, because all they're doing is giving you a medical terminology. I'm telling her this in a dream while I'm laying on my sick bed, praise God, and God just encouraging me. I said, but I'm a faith woman. I got to believe that God is going to work this out for me despite of what I'm going through. Praise God. So God, amen, ended the dream, praise God, and the woman was rejoicing, amen, praise God, at the end of it, because she began to understand the comprehension of how much we need the Lord. Amen. How much we need Jesus Christ in our life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. She began to comprehend. Amen. Praise God. It's a faith thing. It's not what we're seeing around us, because our eyes, amen, going to deceive us at every time. eyes are going to tell you life, even though you're seeing this thing happen before you, even though you're feeling it. Amen. You got to tell that devil, you're a liar from the pits of hell. I'm not going to receive what you have told me. Praise God. In order for me to live, in order for me to survive, I got to have the God kind of faith to call those things that be not as though they were. I got to have the God kind of faith that even though my life is a shipwreck, amen, praise God, don't know where the money coming from to pay my bills, don't know, amen, what things are going to be set for, I got to believe that God is able to do everything but fail. So I went on, praise God. They diagnosed my condition, said my sugar was up, praise God, and everything.